Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna.
And also, the Wongs are here, right?
Mom is not at home.
That's true. Mom Wong. Mom Wong is
Wong
not
Mama.
Here. Right. Wong Mama is not here. She's gone off to help her aunt, who is sick. So that's a very nice thing for her to be doing.
对啊，这重点是当她不在家的时候，也准备好了 dumplings, noodles,、mm-hmm. a lot of food、
yep.
in the fridge.
Meat.
And the point is...、
Mm-hmm.
他们居然 ordered pizza.
That's right. They didn't want any of that food that mom left in the freezer for them to eat. They ordered pizza, but there was a problem with ordering pizza, wasn't there?
Mom forgot about her suitcase.
Well, that was one of the problems. Mom forgot her suitcase. That's、
right.
a problem for mom, but I'm worried about the pizza problem. The pizza problem was that mom is the only one who knows the number...of the pizza store, the pizza
Don't
restaurant.
Worry. They can Google the number.
Well, I hope they can, but you never know. Yeah, I'm a little worried.
Maybe they don't have a Wi-Fi at home?
It could be. It、mm-hmm. could be that they live on top of a mountain.
Just dial 104.
Maybe the phone's broken. Maybe Timmy、oh. hit Jimmy with the phone and it
probably...
Just
go out.
I know, there's easy ways to fix this,、
right.
but we're going to have to find out what's happening with the Wongs.I'm afraid it's not going to be good, so let's check out our article. Meet the Wongs!
The comics.
Meet the Wongs. Meet the Wongs. Meet the Wongs. Meet the Wongs. Meet the Wongs.
Meet the Wongs. Life without Mom.
Kids, can you please help me tidy up?The house is so dirty.
Sorry, we're busy. Maybe Paige can help.
Yeah, she always helps Mom clean up.
Paige, will you please help your old dad clean the house?
I guess. When is Mom returning?
I wish she would hurry up and come home now.
Hi, everyone.
Wow! What happened to the house? It smells terrible here.
You're home. I'm so happy to see you.
I was only gone for an hour. I was in such a rush that I forgot my suitcase.
Please don't leave us. We need you.
Dirty, dirty. Ralph put his dirty socks in the washing machine. Ralph put his dirty socks in the washing machine. Return, return. William went to the post office and returned home 2 hours later.William went to the post office and returned home 2 hours later. Terrible. Terrible. George had a terrible headache and had to visit the doctor. George had a terrible headache and had to visit the doctor. Rush. Rush.Ashley woke up late for school and was in a rush. Ashley woke up late for school and was in a rush.
Oh boy.
The house is a mess.
Yeah, this isn't a very good beginning, but I have to say I'm not really surprised.
Why's that?
Well, Mom leaves and the place just falls apart. In 2 hours, I bet the whole house looked like a bomb hit it. And like,
but Dad is at home.
Dirty clothes and food. But Dad can't even order pizza.
Oh.
Right? Anyways, the house is a mess. A mess means it's very dirty. It's untidy. There's dirty clothes and dirty dishes everywhere. The kids left their plates, so there's food, dry food, stuck on the plates.There are two empty pizza boxes with some flies flying around them, and, you know, old pizza and cheese stuck on things. Dad, he looks tired. I don't know why he's tired. Anyways, he isn't doing anything. He says, kids, can you please help me tidy up? The house is so dirty. Yeah, if things are dirty, if things are messy and you want to clean them, you tidy up, right? That's to tidy up. It's not to clean really, really well. You're not down there doing that. It just means, you know, if your clothes are on the floor, you pick them up, you put them in the, you know, basket. The laundry, the basket, wherever they should go. You pick up your books and kind of organize things or tidy up.
So tidy up 不是说清干净，而是整理收拾，把一些该归回原处、该丢到垃圾桶、该放在哪里的就放在那个地方。这个叫做 tidy up， 动词片语，因为真的太脏了。
All right, yes, because things are dirty. If things are dirty, they are not clean. They need to be washed or something like that. We can have, of course, dirty clothes at the end of the day, dirty dishes, you can have dirty windows, you can have dirty all sorts of things, even dirty bodies. That's why we wash with soap and take showers, so that we're clean, not dirty.
所以 dirty 就是我们很常用的脏脏脏的肮脏的 dirty.Dirty, D-I-R-T-Y, dirty.
That's right. For example, Ralph put his dirty socks in the washing machine. Ralph put his dirty socks in the washing machine. Okay.
对，那衣服脏了就洗一洗嘛。
But the kids are not helping Dad. They don't want to tidy up. It says the twins are playing video games. And they are eating chips and getting crumbs everywhere. So they're playing games and eating snacks. And the crumbs, the little bits of their chips or cookies or, you know, when you eat and you get little bits of food on you, those are crumbs. The crumbs are everywhere, making, of course, the dirty room even more dirty. And one of them also spilled a drink. So he was drinking something, put the glass down, hit it, the glass fell, and of course now there's like water or juice or Coke or something all over the floor, which is making, again, more dirt.
The house is really, really
and
dirty.
And it's just getting dirtier by the second.
And no one wants to tidy up.
And nobody wants to tidy up. So Timmy says, sorry, Dad, we're busy. We can't tidy up. We're busy. We have to get to level 75. Maybe Paige can help, all right? So they say, maybe our sister, Paige, can help. Jimmy says, yeah, she always helps Mom clean up. Because the twins apparently can't.
How about kids back in Canada? Girls help with Mom?Or boys do?
In my house, everybody.
That's good.
There is no difference. Really, I mean, I would do some things that my sister wouldn't do, but we both had our jobs. But my job was, for example, shoveling the snow or cutting the grass, doing that kind of work.
Whereas
my sister might do more stuff in the kitchen or something. But yeah, we all had jobs. You couldn't say.
That's good.
Especially if you're playing video games. If you're busy studying, Mom might go, oh, okay. If you're busy playing video games,
no.
TV goes off.
Anyways,
that's right. So Paige, what is she doing? She is sitting on the couch and she's reading. So she's not too busy either. Dad looks at Paige with sad puppy dog eyes, right? He's really looking for some help. So he says, Paige, will you please help your old dad clean the house? Please?
I guess.
And she says, I guess. All right. She doesn't really want to.But I guess means okay, but it's not a really happy, yeah, great. It's more like, okay, I guess. And then she says, when is Mom returning? When is Mom returning? That's a good question. Everybody wants to know that. To return is to come back. So you've gone somewhere, all right, and now you're coming back to where you started. So, for example, most people will return to their home after work or school, right? In the evening, after your working day or school day is done, you return or go home.
所以回家、回来、回到某一个地方就叫做 return. Return. 其实 turn 呢就是转的意思。可是转哪个方向呢？转回 back, come back.前面的 RE 其实有 back 的意思，所以回来就叫做 return。
Mm-hmm. For example, William went to the post office and returned home 2 hours later. He was at the post office for 2 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, Dad says, I wish she would hurry up and come home soon. He wishes that she would come home or return home, and his prayers have been answered. Suddenly, the door opens, and hallelujah, Mom comes back in. There
she is.
Hi,
everyone.
Yeah, hi, everyone.
Mm-hmm. What happened to the house?
Wow, what happened? Yeah, good question.
It smells terrible.
It smells terrible. It probably looks terrible. It's
right.
So dirty. There's dogs living upstairs and cows in the living room. Everyone looks...
Rats running around.
That's right. Everyone looks excited to see her. Of course, the kids, Paige, Dad, everyone's excited. The house, though, it does. It looks terrible. If something is terrible, it's really bad. It's horrible. It's awful. It's, you know, it's the worst. It's terrible. It's just very, very, very bad. George, for example, had a terrible headache and had to visit the doctor. George had a terrible headache and had to visit the doctor because it was so bad, so terrible.
诶,可是我们现在如果看到说 George 他头痛得很厉害,这个 terrible headache 就不是糟糕的,不是糟糕的头痛。但这边如果是修饰 headache 的话,它指的是程度上很剧烈的,会让你非常不舒服的。所以其实 terrible 这个形容词它可以指的是东西很糟,比如说如果我说电影,哦 ,it was terrible, 很难看。所以我们说恐怖电影啊叫做 horrible movie, 不是 terrible movie。horrible 是让你觉得很恐惧的。但是呢 ,terrible 是很烂不好的或者是程度上很严重的。这个要特别小心哦。当然屋子如果现在是 terrible, 很糟糕就是非常脏啊非常乱啊闻起来很臭啊 ,terrible.
Mm-hmm. Paige though, she feels great. She doesn't feel terrible. She's so happy. She hugs mom. She says, you're home. I'm so happy to see you. Mom though, she looks confused.And she kind of points up at the clock and says, I was only gone for an hour. She was only gone for an hour. I was in such a rush that I forgot my suitcase. I told you I was worried about that suitcase.
So mom comes back.
And she was only gone an hour and already the whole house is totally terrible and dirty and awful and there's pizza everywhere.
诶,那就很快耶。If we order a pizza, it probably takes...About 30...
Well, maybe they live right next to the pizza place or something like that. Anyway, so she forgot her suitcase, remember that? So she had to rush back home to get it so she wouldn't miss her bus.
Mm-hmm.
To rush is to go very quickly, right? If you're late for something, if you really have to get somewhere and you can't waste any time, you've got to go now, 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 then you rush. So, yeah, you might rush to school if you wake up late. You might rush to the airport if your plane is going to leave because you don't want to be late. So, you rush.
所以 rush 其实本来可以当动词，就是匆匆忙忙赶着的意思。那我们可能会赶去一个地方，比如说 rush to school, rush to the hospital, 赶到医院，赶到哪里，赶到办公室，是赶。的动词，可是它本身也可以当名词，表示很匆忙的意思。所以在句子当中，我们常会说 somebody is in a hurry. In a hurry 就是很赶的意思。像现在我们看到的是 I was in such a hurry that I forgot my suitcase. 因为我太赶了，所以结果行李就忘了带。
All right, Ashley, it says woke up late for school and was in a rush.Ashley woke up late for school and was in a rush. We can actually use rush and hurry in almost the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also both nouns and verbs, so that's a good thing to remember. Mm-hmm. Now the whole family, they crowd around mom, they hug her, they don't want her to ever go ever again. Dad sobs. To sob is to kind of cry in a very emotional kind of way. Please don't leave us. We need you. Because it was just an hour. Exactly.That was just an hour.
2 days.
If she goes for two days, the house will be on fire. Yeah. It'll be terrible. Everyone will be just in the hospital, probably.
But honestly, is mom angry?
No, we don't know. No, she probably feels good because it's like, ha, 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 you need me. I'm so important. No, she probably feels that they're all very annoying, I would imagine. Yeah, she does. She still has to go, right? The aunt is still sick.
Yeah, I think
so. Mom has to go and Dad has to learn how to take care of things.
You go, Kyle. 接下来是我们的 wrap up.
Yeah. Well, everyone's important to the family, but I think it's safe in saying in a lot of families, mom is the one that most people kind of depend on through most days, right? Mm-hmm. To make sure your clothes are clean and there's food on the table.
Right.
Dads are important, too. Dads mm-hmm. pay for the house or, you know, paying the bills in many families, but moms can do that, too. But, of course, you know, we go to moms. When you fall down and hurt your leg, you know, you have an accident as a kid, you often go running to mom first.
当然啊,
I don't know why that is, but it's true.
对啊, 所以妈妈其实很重要, 不管妈妈有没有上班赚钱, 她总是比较细心地照顾家里啊, 或者是给你很软性的情感上的支持。 That's why mom is very important.
Yeah, dads are important too. But moms, they're important maybe in different ways for people. But they're both, you're right, they're both very, very important. So love your mom, love your dad. And if they do go away, try not to order pizza and have the house fall apart in just 1 hour.
But if you do,
that's too short.
Tidy it up.
Yes, tidy it up. And then mom will be so happy with you. Mm-hmm. So there you go. All right, we've met the Wongs. We hope they get the house clean and tidy, and I'm sure we'll be meeting them again next month. So we'll see you then, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Step by step.
Can you please help me tidy up? Can you please help me tidy up?
No problem. I'll do that in a moment.
Can you please help me tidy up?
Oh, I can't. I need to go out right now.
Can you please help me tidy up?
No problem. I'll do that in a moment.
Can you please help me tidy up?
Oh, I can't. I need to go out right now.
I'll believe your story when pigs fly.
I'll believe your story when pigs fly.
Hi, 大家好，是Celine。 前几天呢，我朋友跟我说，他在街上看到电影明星强尼戴普。 你说我怎么可能会相信他？我就跟他说啊，除非太阳打西边出来，不然我才不会相信你。中文里呢说别人说的话不可相信，我们会用刚刚啊我说的太阳打西边出来这样的说法，表示呢全然不可能。英文用什么来表示超级不可能？我听你在胡诌这样的说法嘞。哎，这次呢跟太阳从哪边出来可是没有关系喽。我们来看看今天的小聚会。 I'll believe your story when pigs fly. 什么事情对英语人士来说是完全不可能的呢？哎，答案就是猪会飞啦。所以呢，这句话的意思就是我会相信你啊，除非猪会飞。也就是说，我绝对不会相信你的啦。我们呢，也可以把这个惯用语呢，拿来当做 no way 使用。例如说，有人要你帮他写作业，他可能说，Can you do my homework for me, please? 你就可以回他说 ，Yeah, when pigs fly， 意思就是你做梦啦。最后呢，我们再来复习一次今天的小聚会 ，I'll believe your story when pigs fly。 今天的小聚会很实用吧？那下次也要收看哦，拜拜。
I'll believe your story when pigs fly。
I'll believe your story when pigs fly。
Meet the Wongs. Life without mom.
Kids, can you please help me tidy up? The house is so dirty.
Sorry, we're busy. Maybe Paige can help.
Yeah, she always helps mom clean up.
Paige, will you please help your old dad clean the house?
I guess. When is mom returning?
I wish she would hurry up and come home now.
Hi, everyone. Wow! What happened to the house? It smells terrible here.
You're home.
I'm so happy to see you. I was only gone for an hour. I was in such a rush that I forgot my suitcase.
Please don't leave us. We need you.
Dirty. Dirty. Ralph put his dirty socks in the washing machine. Ralph put his dirty socks in the washing machine. Return. Return. William went to the post office and returned home 2 hours later. William went to the post office and returned home 2 hours later. Terrible. Terrible. George had a terrible headache and had to visit the doctor. George had a terrible headache and had to visit the doctor. Rush. Rush. Ashley woke up late for school and was in a rush. Ashley woke up late for school and was in a rush.